Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. www.wingstop.com. Coach Osborne is here. I'm on time now, Coach. I'm here now.
Yeah. Took a while, didn't it?
Yeah. You know what I say, Coach? I always say, you know, I got a twin brother, right?
I know. And I was, Antoine.
Yep, there you go. And I was 16 minutes late coming to the world. So that's my excuse.
So you're always late.
Huh? Yeah, man. I didn't know that that was a problem, but it is.
Well, you had a lot of people biting their fingernails there because you were about 1 minute late walking in the door.
I told Coach when he come in, point up here like this.
Go straight to the stadium steps. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Rico, I want to play a special interview that I found that I really dove into. That means a lot to me now. It means a lot to me to have Coach Osborne sitting here next to me. And to be able to play this, just to hear your thoughts on something you did years ago, like 30-plus years ago. So
okay.
We'll play the first one.
All right.
Your opponent is simply better than you are, and you can't really control how good your opponent is. Sometimes there are judgment calls by officials that determine the outcome of games, sometimes the weather, sometimes the shape of the football. And so we feel that our objective, rather than being to win, should be to play well, because that is something that we can control. We can control our own effort, we can control our own preparation, and we hopefully can come as close as possible to playing up to our potential on each given day. So the goal really then is to be the best that we can be and to play as well as we can play. And I would say that there are many factors that I think go into playing well. First thing we might talk about a little bit is recruiting. Probably the most important thing that coaches do is to recruit, because generally speaking, the coach with the best athletes on his sideline is the coach that's most successful. But we think there are some things in recruiting that impinge directly on how well we play later on down the road, as these players have been in our program for 2 or 3 years. And it all starts with recruiting weekends. We feel that it's very important to give the recruit, the prospective athlete, as accurate a picture as we possibly can as to what he might expect in our program. In other words, we don't focus a lot on parties, having a good time on recruiting weekends, on trying to provide experiences that young man may never again have in his 4 years in Nebraska. And so we try to cover all the bases. We try to make sure they get a good picture of the equipment room, the training room, what would be required in weight training, talk to position coaches, the head coach, get to know something about the offense and defense, the academic counselors, spend some time talking to professors and faculty members and get a good look at the facilities. And we tend to minimize social events, social occasions that we think give an inaccurate picture. So we believe that it's very important that athletes be recruited in the right way, be recruited for the long haul. And sometimes it is true, the old coaching axiom, that sometimes in recruiting, the most important recruiting you do is the players you lose. So we really don't want players who come here for the wrong reasons, thinking that this is something that it isn't. And as a result, we feel that we're able to attract an athlete that will be here for 4 years or 5 years, and that is willing sometimes to wait 2 years, 3 years, in order to play. I'm sure that there's some application here in the business field in selecting personnel and recruiting personnel. It would seem that it might also be important to recruit people in such a way that they get an accurate appraisal of what they're really going to have to do and what life is going to be like 1 year, 2 year, 3 years from now. And as a result, the retention of people might be somewhat better.
Oof. Pretty good. You think that?
Well, I guess the takeaway from this is that I don't sound as good now as I did 30 years ago. So I probably lost a few brain cells along the way. But, you know, it is true that in recruiting, I know there's one school, I'm not going to mention it, but they bring a player in and they'd have a young woman meet him at the airport. And then they'd go to the beach and another party and another. Coaches didn't even see the player till Sunday morning before he left. And so it was all social deal. But that's not reality. I mean, that's not what you're going to really face when you come and play. And so sometimes people were promised playing time. You come here, you're so good, you're going to start for us. And we didn't ever believe that you could do that, because you have to see them out on the field and they have to perform better than the people ahead of them. And so anyway, we lost some players, but generally speaking, we lost the right ones, the ones who were looking for a deal. And for the most part, the right ones came. And so I think that was important. And you hear all these recruiting ratings that this school had the number one recruiting class, number two, three, and so on. But what you do is you look at it 2 years later. If half of those guys are gone, you didn't have the number one class, you know.
Right.
And if on the other hand, you recruit 25 players, and 2 years from now, 22, 23 of them are still there, and they're productive, and they're doing. Then you had a really good recruiting class. So that's why I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the recruiting ratings and all the hype that goes with it, and five-star, four-star. You know, we had some really good players that would probably be today two-star players, but they worked hard, and they were the right kind of people. And so anyway, recruiting is an inexact art, but it's one of the most important things you do.
Absolutely. I want you to play. We talk a little bit about player development, off-season program, motivational tools. Rico's going to play something that you were talking about when you talked about player development.
A great lesson for us was learned back in the 1967 Sugar Bowl. We played Alabama and were beaten rather badly, and I can still remember after that game at the awards banquet, Coach Bryant getting up and talking about his little quick players.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And true, there were a lot of players in Alabama that were linemen who were not as big as today's running backs, but they were quick. And so we began to ask some questions. We found out that the Alabama staff had worked very hard at an off-season program that really emphasized quickness and agility and movement. And so we began at that point. That was the first time we'd ever heard of an off-season program. And we initiated an off-season program and began to work at it, and then also began to do some rather strenuous weight training in combination. And in 1972, in the Orange Bowl, we played Alabama again, the one and two ranked teams in the country. We were ranked number one, and Alabama was undefeated, ranked number two. And we beat Alabama very badly by roughly 4 or 5 touchdowns that night. apparently the work that we'd done in the offseason had paid off because we were quick at that point, like Alabama had been, but we were also big. So at that point, Alabama began to ask us some questions and just points out the fact that nothing stays the same in athletics. There are always cycles, there are always changes, and you have to be adaptable. And so our offseason program has served as a powerful motivational tool.
Is those times changing? Is it changed now?
Well, I think one thing I was referring to there that I didn't flesh out very much, but 1968, we went 6-4. Went down and lost Oklahoma 47-0 the last game of the season, and there's some people who thought that Bob Devaney needed to make some changes on his staff. And Bob said, you know, if one guy goes, we all go. So I learned a little bit about loyalty. But we decided we're going to look at everything. Everything was on the table. So I'd run into a guy named Boyd Epley, who was, he had a locker near me. I was lockering down in the basement of the old Coliseum. And Boyd was always bugging me and saying, you know, I think I can make your football team better. And he was a pole vaulter on the track team, but he also was a weightlifter. And he kind of fell out of favor with the track coach because he got bigger. And at that time, they used bamboo poles, and he kept breaking the poles. So I took Boyd in, and we sat down with Bob Devaney. And, you know, Bob was kind of old school. And at one time, the general wisdom was that weightlifting made you muscle-bound. You couldn't even comb your hair. And so he didn't really believe in weightlifting. But I just I told him I think Boyd might have a point here. I think we could get better. And I remember Bob looking at Boyd, and he said, okay, Boyd, we'll give it a try. But if this doesn't work, you're fired. And so that was the way Boyd started out. And so we started weightlifting. And we did a lot of agility stuff and off-season program. And we were probably ahead of most people for many years in terms of strength training and the off-season program. But I'd say, have to say now that everybody's doing those kind of things. And everybody has a good weight room. And so we were able to kind of steal a march to some degree, and then we kind of got into nutrition and academic program and tried to do anything we could to make ourselves stand out a little bit. And but over time, people tend to catch up in all those areas, and certainly finances now make us more vulnerable, because some of the schools that don't really draw a fan base very much, they're not sold out. Because of the conference distribution, $55 million right now in the Big Ten, and that's going to go to $80 to $90 million mm-hmm. in the next couple of years.
And not successful teams, mm-hmm. if it's not the weight room.
Well, I think a variety of things. It boils down a lot to recruiting. Have you made the right decisions? You know, and it's easy to make a mistake on a player. You see a film or two, and somebody looks pretty good, and then they come in, and they really don't have the tenacity. They don't have the work ethic, and they don't work out for you. And so recruiting is a big part of it, and I think coaching. I think having coaches that know what they're doing, the strategy, and making sure you're good in all phases of the game, offense, defense, kicking. And so, but it's an inexact art, and sometimes just a little good luck helps. But, and for instance, you know, we had a really good string of some national championships and so on, and Tommy Frazier was pretty key. You know, he had one guy that came out of Florida. Kevin Steele recruited him, and I was down there to see Tommy too. But he was a difference maker, and if you can get two or three, four difference makers on your team, and sometimes that's a matter of skill and recruiting hard, but a lot of it's good fortune too. For Terrell, you know, he's sitting here, and And he wasn't the biggest guy. And like we got Terrell out of a junior college, right? And I didn't know a whole lot about him, but you know, this guy began to open your eyes. He could do a lot of things, and he certainly played a lot bigger than he was. He's about 205 pounds, and he's out there defensive end, which most people say you're crazy and to play a guy like that, but he made things happen. So anyway, and you got better every year, Rashawn. That'd be a good blocker.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you had the greatest glue on your hands that I've ever known.
Y'all was supposed to help. Y'all was supposed to put the stickums on my gloves back then.
Yeah, we had the wrong gloves on you. Yeah.
Them big white blocking gloves is not it. Yeah, it's supposed to be the receiving gloves.
You're a blocker.
Well, I don't mind being a blocker. Listen, we got one more segment with Coach Osborne. We're going to talk a little. We're going to run a couple different more clips. We'll talk about what is a difference maker, Coach. I mean, you call him a difference maker, but what, in your eyes, what is that difference maker? Live from Wingstop, Coach Osborne, the black shirt, Bocked. We'll see you in a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.